Voldemort did not answer. They continued to circle each other like wolves about to tear each other apart. Snape's Patronus was a doe, said Harry, the same as my mother's, because he loved her for nearly all of his life, from the time when they were children. You should have realized, he said as he saw Voldemort's nostrils flare. He asked you to spare her life, didn't he?
He desired her, that was all, sneered Voldemort. But when she had gone, he agreed that there were other women, and of purer blood, worthier of him.
Of course he told you that, said Harry. But he was Dumbledore's spy from the moment you threatened her, and he's been working against you ever since. Dumbledore was already dying when Snape finished him.
It matters not, shrieked Voldemort,
who had followed every word with rapt attention, but now let out a cackle of mad laughter.
It matters not whether Snape was mine or Dumbledore's, or what petty obstacles they tried to put in my path. I'd crushed them as I'd crushed your mother. Snape's supposed great love. Oh, but it all makes sense, Potter, and in ways that you do not understand. Dumbledore was trying to keep the Elder Wand from me. He intended that Snape should be the true master of the wand. But I got there ahead of you, little boy. I reached the wand before you could get your hands on it. I understood the truth before you caught up. I killed Severus Snape 3 hours ago, and the Elder Wand, the Death Stick, the Wand of Destiny is truly mine. Dumbledore's last plan went wrong, Harry Potter.
Yeah, it did, said Harry. You're right. But before you try to kill me, I advise you to think about what you've done.
Think,
and try for some remorse, Riddle.
What is this?
Of all the things that Harry had said to him, beyond any revelation or taunt, nothing had shocked Voldemort like this. Harry saw his pupils contract to thin slits, saw the skin around his eyes whiten. It's your one last chance, said Harry. It's all you've got left. I've seen what you'll be otherwise.
Be a man. Try.
Try for some remorse.
You dare,
said Voldemort again. Yes, I dare, said Harry, because Dumbledore's last plan hasn't backfired on me at all. It's backfired on you, Riddle. Voldemort's hand was trembling on the Elder Wand, and Harry gripped Draco's very tightly. The moment, he knew, was seconds away. That wand still isn't working properly for you because you murdered the wrong person. Severus Snape was never the true master of the Elder Wand. He never defeated Dumbledore.
He killed?
Aren't you listening? Snape never beat Dumbledore. Dumbledore's death was planned between them. Dumbledore intended to die undefeated, the wand's last true master. If all had gone as planned, the wand's power would have died with him, because it had never been won from him.
But then, Potter, Dumbledore as good as gave me the wand.
Voldemort's voice shook with malicious pleasure.
I stole the wand from its last master's tomb. I removed it against its last master's wishes. Its power is mine.
You still don't get it, Riddle, do you? Possessing the wand isn't enough. Holding it, using it, doesn't make it really yours. Didn't you listen to Ollivander? The wand chooses the wizard. The Elder Wand recognized a new master before Dumbledore died, someone who never even laid a hand on it. The new master removed the wand from Dumbledore against his will, never realizing exactly what he had done or that the world's most dangerous wand had given him its allegiance. Voldemort's chest rose and fell rapidly, and Harry could feel the curse coming, feel it building inside the wand pointed at his face. The true master of the Elder Wand was Draco Malfoy.